Take a deep breath. Present in the moment. Aware of the presence of the Council of 12 and the grand path that is open to each of us at this time. Now in this session, this segment of our session, Milena and I would like to have a discussion on a couple of topics. So Milena, this part we will be discussing our experience as the Council of 12 has been coming to each of us, as well as both of us, or all three of us, and John, throughout the fall and up until this point. It started sporadically, I think in July, wasn't it, Milena?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's quite an adventure.
It's the way they come through is so different than what we've been accustomed to. And we didn't realize that they had begun really communicating with us before they ever identified themselves to us. And we receive quite differently. There's not even a whole lot of words to be able to explain to you how different this is than what we've been accustomed to. We are still working with becoming familiar with the way they come in. But we just want to prepare you that the energetics that come in from this Counselor 12 are massive. And they're so multidimensional. And each one of us will receive these, as they said, through your personal stream of consciousness. And they did not say today, but then your prime directive also has a effects how you receive it. So they'll get probably more into this in a later discussion, but it's just quite different. It will take you time to assimilate. Even after these many months, Joan and I are still trying to find our way, you know, with it. And it's when one of the things they told us, because everything will come from this huge collective of the Council of 12, but then Joan receives through her personal stream of consciousness in alignment with her prime directive. And then from that same stream of consciousness, I receive through my personal stream and my prime directive. And the stream is massive. So what we have found, they'll be working with her on one thing, and then they're over here working with me on another. And then until we get together and start talking, and then we put the whole picture together from that. So it's again, so bear with us, because we're still feeling our way through this as well. And as you really get into these sessions with us, you will find we will be interested when we meet again in 2 weeks, how you're affected by what you will now be receiving from them.
Well, it's very interesting to me. You know, I've been used to channeling the archangels or a master for certain sessions in Mastering Alchemy. And Milena does the same in our conferences. You know, she has a deep connection with the Magdalene and Yeshua. So she gets that part of the teaching, and then we come together. But usually these archangels and masters help us create an itinerary. And this needs to come, and this one, this, and this is how you position it, and so on and so forth. That is not the case. They transmit the energetics and the concepts, and it's up to us to put it together as part of this of a stream of consciousness within the council. The first time we said, well, do you agree with this, or is there anything else we haven't seen that we need to put in play? And they answered that with a question. Well, what is your position on it? So it has been really interesting, because Milena's stream of consciousness from this council has a different purpose than mine, but both pieces are necessary and fit together as we create the session, especially these foundational pieces. They did help us tremendously with that, saying sessions 1 through 6 will touch on this topic. But the actual putting it together is then left to the stream of consciousness that we together receive. And then when we meet on a call, and most times with John, and he has been very helpful in helping us put together certain pieces just by asking simple questions, that when the energies are running so massively, we don't think of. So it's just been a really interesting experience for both of us. And I know that it will be for you moving forward. So is there anything else you want to say about that, Milena?
See if there's anything that you didn't cover. Well, the other thing we wanted to share with you, so in some sessions, you know, they may be coming through the voice of Joan, some sessions through the voice of me, and then they're also encouraging us at other times to use our own voice. So they are pushing us, which in turn is going to push you. So they feel like there is so much they want to accomplish in this 3-year commitment that we have made, and they're not wasting any time. And one of the things they did share, one of the benefits of Joan and I both pulling from this massive stream, is that because we each have our own personal stream, we can bring a broader perspective to you. So that in and of itself creates a more multifaceted, multidimensional experience for you. So anyway, just be prepared, because we're not in Kansas anymore. All right, so tonight we're going to move on. We are in this session, we're going to be upgrading our Merkaba, which you might have gotten that hint, since all of our graphics seem to have a Merkaba in it. And before we begin, we just want to give you a couple real quick reminders about a couple of the components in your Merkaba.